You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome into the DNVR Avalanche post-game show presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR to sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boost every single day. Rudo, AJ Blaze coming to you live. The Avs beat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-0. I'm not going to say it was Colorado's best game, but also it looks pretty darn good on the scoreboard. So, AJ, if you want to take this 60-second rundown away, it's all you.
We got it. So a really chaotic first period takes place. Each team has a lot of good scoring chances. It's weird. Doesn't make a lot of sense. And that's best exemplified by the only goal of the period goes to Curtis McDermid, whose shot was headed 17,000 feet wide of the net, bouncing off of a knee and going into the net. And then Alex Stalock turning around and making the save of the year on Nathan McKinnon about 2 minutes later to keep it 1-0 at the end of the first. Then it was dunk time after that because Dennis Malgin got what would be the first of a couple of points tonight. Great finish off a feed from Nichushkin. Mikko Rantanen scored on the power play where he just picked a spot and said, I'm better than you. And then some true nonsense LOC with a snipe, and then Malgin with the gift of all gift of goal. And it's a 5-0 final.
Boom. Just like that. Sometimes it's that easy. Is this game the Colorado Avalanche got lucky game?
Let's be honest and just say yes, because goals 1 and 5 are total
just
garbage.
Complete nonsense.
Like, you just got a funny bounce. And things just worked for you. That's not to say all the goals were. I mean, Mikko Rantanen and Logan O'Connor just pick spots.
Yeah.
Those are great goals. I don't consider it luck when a goaltender just plays something really poorly, like Malgin's first goal.
Sure.
Hey, be better at your job, Stalock. But you look at Curtis McDermid's goal, it's a huge break. For sure. And they get that break, and then they don't get the break with the McKinnon play where Stalock obviously makes a great save. But this also doesn't change the fact that the Avs tomahawk dunked on them.
It's true.
The last 40 minutes of the game. The first period was really chaotic, a lot of back and forth. There was a lot going on, a ton of scoring chances each side. The Avs got lucky with the one goal that they scored, and then the Avs got good after that. They also, they got lucky with how the fifth goal went in.
Game was also well in hand at that point. Yeah.
So what? Like, the rest of that, everything that happened between goals 1 and 5 is the Avs just smoking Chicago. So, yeah, they got lucky. They played a really sloppy hockey game and left the door open for not great things to happen. Georgiev was great when he had to be. Makes everybody look a whole lot better when you just don't give up goals. And the rest of the team put it together, and they found their offense. Like, just...
Yeah,
And you just took care of... That's just a taking care of business kind of game. You got lucky. Then you got good. And then you got 2 points.
And that's how you blow a team out.
Now you're one back of Dallas. Like...
Yep.
All right.
I want to start with Georgiev because he's taken up permanent residence as our princes of the game at this point. Feels like every night he's getting the Prince Award.
Absolutely. I mean,
can't play any better.
Fifth shutout of the
season. Yeah, you get a shutout and season. you're still not the number one star. Yeah.
It's tough. That's tough life out here.
Yeah, absolutely.
but again.
You should listen to the last 2 minutes of what I said, my man. That'll answer that question for you, bro.
When you look at Georgiev, especially on a night like tonight, one, he gets them through that chaotic first period where he does not give up anything to Chicago. Didn't even really give up anything that you felt worried about, at least from his end.
Yeah.
And he locks in for the rest of the game, not just making the saves that he needs to make, but making them look routine every single time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's in such a great place right now. He's given up 2 goals in his last 3 starts.
Yep. It's pretty good.
Like
pretty good.
You go into Toronto, into Detroit. 2 teams that can score some goals. You give up 1 goal each to them, and then you shut out Chicago. Click, great.
Yep.
But that, I mean, he is, it's not even so much that he's not giving up goals, but the way that he's playing is fantastic. It doesn't feel like there's anything fluky about it.
Agreed.
It doesn't feel like there's anything unsustainable about it other than he's human, so you know he's not going to continue to give up 1 or 0 every night. But he is in such a great place right now. I mean, yeah. Watching him play is right now you're just like, this is fun. Like, he's just fun to watch.
And it was a big question mark coming into the season.
Yeah.
What was he going to do with this type of workload?
Yeah. He's getting better.
Yeah.
He long passed his games played barrier, and he's just getting better.
Yep.
So
that's a win.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's some goalies that crumble, right? You give them too much of a workload. Sure. They just can't handle it.
Well, and
you don't know until you see.
I hate to look what's happening in Winnipeg right now.
Right.
Connor Hellebuyck has had to hard carry them.
And is running out of gas.
Has had to be elite for them to be successful. And since his level has dropped, they can't win games.
Yeah.
You know, no, it's not to say that it's all about that, but the second he stopped being elite, they stopped winning games.
Yeah.
And that kind of pressure eventually builds up on a goaltender, and they all break eventually. Goalies are still human, as fucking weird as they all are. They're all still human.
True.
So, you see it. And with Georgiev, though, like, that's why you gave Johansson the start in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Why you say, hey, we're going to give this guy the day off. We have to give him time off. Because you're not trying to run him out of gas making the playoffs, you know,
right.
Fighting for first or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a bigger goal at play here.
Yeah.
And just watching him get stronger.
Yep. And getting into that rhythm, really too, like what you're talking about, not going, you know, the back-to-backs, but just March is a packed month and seeing it, you know. You get a day off, game, day off, game. Getting into that routine and being special.
It's the playoff schedule, too.
Yeah.
Yep. You're playing every other day. You know what to expect. You know you're in net. You know you're the man now. Especially with Frankie hurt, like, it's just.
Yep.
I mean, you bring up the schedule. I want to bring up another portion of this for this game. Avs top forward, time on ice, Nathan MacKinnon, just over 19. Mikko Rantanen, about 18:45. Next to that, the next guy is at 15:30.
Just straight preseason-style rolled lines.
Not a single forward with under 11 minutes. You got everyone going tonight. You're talking about a grueling schedule through March. This is how you manage that a little bit, games like this one. Defensive side a little bit more skewed because there's just less guys, but even Hunt played 14:46, McDermott played 15:29.
So. Well, and when you do look ahead at the schedule, this isn't the last time that you hope you have this opportunity.
With some Arizona games coming up, with some other weak teams. Well, I mean,
Arizona, Anaheim, Anaheim, San Jose, like you really are looking at it and saying, hey, we're going to try and win some games here. Comfortably.
Yeah.
And then give our guys a little bit of rest.
Where you can. The downside of that, I still haven't heard any news out of Jared Bednar, but Evan Rodriguez did leave the bench, did not play the third period of this hockey game. I'm assuming there'll be something that comes out from the pressers once they come, but for right now, we don't know the situation there. Is there any concern here, AJ, that the Avs didn't play their A game tonight? I know the result is the only thing that matters, but you're not worried at all about that?
No, and we always talk about this. When they play 3 or 4 games at a really high level in a row, you're like, you know one of these things is coming.
Sure.
You know they're going to come out and they're going to lay an egg. They're just not going to have it. And the stinker is on the way. You know that is the case. And that first period sure looked like it.
Yep.
But because Chicago was just not very good. Just not very good.
Yeah. It's
it doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah, it just it, doesn't matter. They took care of business and played a B minus game. C plus game.
Whatever. Yeah.
I'm picking some nits between the two. So right in that area, C plus B minus game. Certainly not the A game. And you win 5-0. Yeah, like, you win 5-0. Like it's good clean living tonight, man. I mean, you catch some of the breaks along the way. Not all of them, obviously. Chicago had a 10-second stretch where they played with six guys on the ice. And somehow none of them
got called for anything.
None of the four guys paid to know that could figure it out.
Well, because it was still in the defensive zone the whole time. Like they were defending against the Avs the whole time with six guys that couldn't stop the anything from
tough
going
look
on.
For Chicago. Yeah. Tough look.
Yeah, and you know, like they didn't play a great game, but they deserve to win. They won.
Well, and I think maybe something that I think a lot of fans have been concerned about that we didn't see at all in this game. Sure, Avs' first goal was lucky. Then they took care of business in the second.
Yeah.
And then this was never...
So there's nothing about goals 2, 3, and 4 that are lucky.
And there was never a thought of, oh, is Chicago going to get back into this game? Are the Avs going to lapse with the lead again? Nah. This game never became a hockey game once the Avs got a hold of it.
Yeah, not even close. I mean... Chicago, well, we were talking pregame. Chicago has maybe 4 or 5 guys right now on that roster that end up like long-term quality NHL players.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a maybe. So, you know, they're just not – they have fully embraced the tank. They have actually understood what it is to be tanking.
Unlike Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and – there have been not just Arizona, but I mean, there's a handful of teams
screwing up the tank.
Yeah, and Chicago gets it. Yeah, you know, they walked into this game 2-7-1 in their last 10. They understand.
Yep,
could be a problem if they get lucky.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
you're really pulling for Columbus. Yeah, the Avs. Yeah.
Yeah, you really don't. The chances are that guy comes out west, and that sucks.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, no, Chicago is they get it. That is what a tanking hockey team looks like, for sure. Arizona is not that same beast right now.
I don't apologize for getting the free ones, though.
Absolutely. And this it ended up being like one of the few schedule breaks that they got.
Yep.
Because long road trips lead to really sloppy homecomings, and that's what the Avs just gave them. And a sloppy homecoming, and just didn't
fine.
Matter.
Yeah,
it just didn't matter.
Despite being a bit sloppy. It's interesting because I do think you felt pretty good. We talked a little bit about the Avs getting that goal scoring in the pregame, and you show up tonight. Yes, I get it. Miko gets his goal. You have some of the top line. Malgin technically playing in the top six.
Yeah,
producing, but you also are getting that production from all over the lineup. Sure, it was lucky. That's still. McDermott goal that ends up getting assisted by Nieto and was it Brad Hunt.
So yeah,
they're getting the point production one way or another from everywhere against, look, I get it. You're not going to expect that production against better teams, but if you do it against the worst teams, you take a little bit of that load off of your top guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just feels like on the offensive side, so much is clicking for Colorado right now. And again, nothing but positives to say on that side of the puck. Sure, defense was certainly sloppy at times tonight. It just didn't matter because Chicago's bad. And again, deserves the credit, Alexander Georgiev. A couple get pie that guy. It's a whole different hockey game, but none did. So credit all the way around there.
Yeah, one, and the big save was on the one that comes across early with the fantasy.
Yep.
He
gets it pretty square to it, to be honest.
Gets it from, I mean, that right there, like that's a save where you're like, this dude is seeing everything.
Yep.
Because that is you never know.
Yeah.
Like with those, like, again, how they're going to read it, how they play it. And he gets across in time. He's completely square to it and gets it. And then Tennessee looks up at the watch of the replay, like he missed something. And you're like, Dude, you just got stuffed.
Got bodied.
Yeah, like you just got stuffed, my man.
On that note, we are brought to you by Bacchus and Shanker. If you have been stuffed and are not at fault for it, or if you play any position for the Colorado Avalanche, don't, not that kind of, not like that.
Just pull the ripcord, man. Just move on.
Look, just press two for a while, all right? 2-2-2-2-2-2-2. Whether it's a car accident, even if you weren't driving, if you're in a ride-share situation, if it was at your work and it's not your fault and you've been injured, call them. They'll take your consultation for completely free. They will also make sure that if they take your case, you don't pay them anything until you win your case. So get it. They're really good at winning cases. They've been doing it for 25 years. They've won over $1 billion for their clients. They know a little bit about winning. Jump on it with Box and Shanker. You can also go to coloradolaw.net if you don't want to press two for a while to get hooked up with Bacchus and Shanker. Also brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up over there to bet $5 on a new account. You get $200 in free bets when you do that. Look, Blaze went, just got the one tonight with the Mikko goal.
Just the one. The one. Should have been two because McKinnon
should have had a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wide open net.
Incredible save by Stalock.
Yep. It's awesome.
Look, you can bet on the Avs. Blaze usually does well when he's not slacking on the job, but if you don't want...
It was a sloppy road trip. I'm just getting back into things, you know.
If you're not betting on the Avs, you can bet on all sorts of other stuff with DraftKings. Go wherever you want with it. Even if you're not into normal sports, I'd ask why you're watching this podcast, but they got esports betting. You can do that, too. So they got something for everybody over with DraftKings. You can even bet on stuff like the Oscars, which is over now, so you can't, but... But what's the Emmys, Grammys? What's the next one? I don't know.
Wasn't it just the Emmys?
Is that what it was? Yeah. I don't know.
In the same way that some adults can't understand how people devote their lives to sports, I am that way with awards shows for other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't even watch sports award shows. Like the ESPYs.
Yeah.
The NHL awards I have been obligated to watch because Avs have been involved.
Otherwise would not
come within 1,000 miles of it. It's I'm baffled. The betting, I think, is the only thing that could make that interesting to me.
I agree. I would not care.
That's crazy that you can bet on that.
Is it? I think it's cool.
I mean, when you start being able to bet on like the Super Bowl, like how like the over under on how long the anthem takes.
Sure.
If it's gonna be heads and tails.
Yeah, I guess
like,
you have that too. And you know, now, and then WWF, WWE, whatever it is now.
Yeah, you can bet on WWE or AEW.
You can bet on drama.
Bet on drama.
Pretty soon.
Always
pretty soon
bet on drama.
We're going to be allowed to bet on Netflix reality TV shows.
I hope so.
Who wins those?
I hope so. I mean, after that Gronk thing, you could bet on.
If you can't bet on The Bachelor.
But you probably
can. Yeah, you probably can.
So, yeah.
But I mean, like a Netflix, you know, like the Too Hot to Handles or, you know, stuff like that. Love is Blind, betting on which couples actually get married at the end. Which one of them says no. Like,
I feel like you'd make too much money if you just bet no on all of them across the board.
That's true.
So Z and I always do that. We always try and bet them, like, what's what, right? And I have a system.
Oh, of course Tiff got tequila.
Calm down. I didn't get you guys.
I know. The rest of us
time.
Got normal shots. Jesus. But
yeah, see, betting on the John Wick kill count in the new movie? Sick.
I don't know what normal shots are. Like, there was a comment in the last post game, and somebody said, like, I can't believe somebody would do straight tequila. I would rather do, like, a peppermint schnapps. I'm like, what are we, 12? Get the frick out of here. We're grown adults.
I would rather do peppermint schnapps.
I would also rather do peppermint schnapps.
I go tequila.
I don't do, I can't with any of you.
I'll do tequila.
Okay, thank you for the 100 likes, chat. Let's do our Dr. Dubs winner shots here.
Cheers, Kling.
Cheers, Kling.
Dubs. So much more tolerable.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Second period. No, wait. First, you must be 21 or older with DraftKings Sportsbook. Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See the show notes down below for details. If a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Void in Ohio.
Rudo. Did you know that it's void in Ohio?
I did know that.
Yeah.
Lots of
I only just learned that.
Ohio.
Wait, in Ohio?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like human rights, but we don't have to get into that. Anyway.
Human rights are void in Ohio?
Yep.
Nice. Well played.
Moving on.
Well played. I'm going to sprint in the other direction, but well played.
Second period. Blaze, you've been going to the Church of Dennis Morgan for a little longer than the rest of us over here. How's it feel to know he's the man?
Oh, he is the man. Better than Malkin.
Confirmed? Yep. I mean, what's working for him tonight? Obviously, the fifth goal is nonsense, but the execution, the effort level, it's just worked for him in the Avs' top six. What's going right?
Yeah, what's going right is, well, one, he's playing against the Chicago Blackhawks.
Sure.
That might be
a caveat over this entire podcast, for
well,
sure.
Well, and then you raise your game. When you get into the top six there, you elevate your game. You also are getting better looks, and you're probably not the person that they're concentrating on.
I don't disagree. Is there a little juice there with Nichushkin? Obviously, the nice play today. Is that a one-time thing, or do you think there's some chemistry building?
Well, hard to say.
Okay. I mean, I think he'll probably be back on the bottom six / on the bench the second Avs start getting healthy.
Absolutely.
Players.
The minute Lekkonen's back,
yeah,
he's back down.
I'm just trying to give the Church of Morgan a little bit of hope here. That's all I'm trying to do.
I mean, he's a great bottom six, and especially if he keeps producing like this. You're going to keep him around, right? We were having this discussion a week ago. Do you keep him in the lineup?
I think he's...
He's making a case for himself.
He's really making a case to keep him in the lineup, for sure. Not in the top six, but...
No.
In the lineup for real. Definitely think there's a case there. He's also...
I saw somebody in chat talking about earlier that, you can't... Like, Morgan has to play in the playoffs now or whatever.
I don't know about that, man.
And my point is just, like, there's still, what, 13 games left?
Yeah.
Like, you still have... About a full month of hockey
if
games
Malkin
that need to happen.
Continues to play like this for the next full month. Hell yeah!
Exactly.
Hell yeah!
But if he goes the last six games and scores 0 points, do you feel the same way?
Nope.
I don't think anyone in that bottom six is safe from being pulled.
Well,
from
and that's
games.
The thing is, I don't think any of them should be because there really hasn't. LOC and Cogliano, I think, are fine.
Yeah,
Lars Eller is fine. That line is fine. Leave them be. It's whatever
for now.
But. When it comes to Nieto, Newhook, Morgan, obviously Galchenyuk, just haven't seen enough yet. Like all of those guys right now should be like, I need to be proving something because Darren Helm like looms.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know that Arturi Lekkonen is coming back at some point. And if Gabe Landeskog comes back as well,
that's one less spot.
That is three jobs.
Yeah.
Just gone.
That is three jobs. So it's not just, I have to be better than this guy. You have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, right now you're looking at Dennis Morgan and you're like, the guy's doing everything you could possibly ask.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, this is the dream of a coach, right, is having that war at the bottom of your lineup because it elevates everybody's game to try to get in. Like when a guy's shining like that and you've got other guys that are on that cusp, they have to raise their game.
Yeah.
And that's what you want going into the playoffs.
Now, does King of the Game work like an immunity token?
Yes, for a game.
If they go to take Dennis out of the lineup, does he get to pull this one out and go, sorry, coach, I'm King of the Game from last game.
Yeah.
For the next game. Yeah.
To be honest with you, I wish the PR staff would print out the fact that he is our DraftKings King of the Game, put it in his locker, and so he can show it to all the boys in the locker room. Because he had a three-point night tonight.
And look, great goal, sure. Stalock played it like garbage. He still finished it. Very nice assist when the game was still relatively in reach. And then he gets the fifth goal because he's Dennis, and sometimes he deserves good things.
It was really about McKinnon's point streak continuing.
There you go.
Well, Zach, I mean, he also went to the tough area. I mean, he got a lucky bounce.
It's true.
And like, the Avs haven't been getting those lucky bounces earlier in the year. They're starting to get them now.
I agree. That's why you should
get paid off for doing that hard work.
Yeah, and we talk about how, like, you know, the 4% shooting percentage of 5v5 as a team wasn't going to continue because, one, you were too talented for that. But, two, because shit like this just happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You have a night like this where you score two absolute nonsense goals. If you take away the nonsense goals, you have a three-goal night and you still win comfortably.
Yep.
You still outplay them. You still deserve to win. Nothing changes. But you do get a couple of goals tonight that, you know, you just got lucky.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yep.
I don't understand why it's a problem to be like, you got lucky. That it happens every night in the
hockey,
NHL.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
It happens every night in the NHL where teams purposely load up their whole offensive strategy. Oh, hey, we're going to shoot from the point. We're going to put six guys in front of the net, including the defense. We're going to move everything we can in front of the net, and we're just going to be like, the puck is going to play bangarang until it goes into the net. We're all going to high-five and act like we did it on purpose. It's great. Like, that's one of the things that makes hockey so wonderful.
Yeah.
Is because games can be decided. They can be turned like that.
Oh, and awful at the same time, though, because, like, you can be a dominant team and lose to a team that's just dog shit.
When like, Plinko just goes their way.
Well, and like, that's exactly how the Carolina Hurricanes feel every year that they go into the postseason. They dominate whoever they're playing, but something weird goes awry along the way. They can't get that next goal or whatever, and you know, you end up watching Rod Brindamore like working out during the Stanley Cup final. You know,
just
like
riding the bike.
Yeah, exactly. Like
his frustrations out with the team.
It's Rod the Bod, not Rod the coaching the Cup final. So it's really, and for a guy like Morgan, you love that.
Yeah.
A guy that was like, he was playing sort of in Toronto's top six. He comes to Colorado, gets an opportunity with a team where his style still fits. It's fit in Toronto just fine. But like, he's taking advantage of the opportunity. You love that. You saw it last year from Nicolas Abe-Kubel. That's wonderful. You need these things from these guys, especially to get through regular seasons. Because you do have fluke injuries. You do have goofy things like Evan Rodriguez doesn't finish a game. So Malgin ends up on the top line and gets a totally fluky goal at the end of it. Great.
Malgin was playing top six for the Leafs.
Yeah, he was
for a while.
He was on the left side of their second line.
He was not producing at all.
Okay. Yeah. His actual time on ice wasn't really like
top.
He
was playing with those guys. Oh. Yeah.
Most of his shifts, like he would play 12 minutes, all 12 minutes would be next to one of their top six guys.
So the coaching staff must have saw something that they liked.
I guess.
Well, they see what everybody's liked about Dennis Malkin. Yeah. They see the skill level.
Yeah.
They see the skating. They see the hands. They see when it's all working. It looks so obvious, right? Yep. But think about all the games where it wasn't working with him, where you were just like, not a lot's going on. Like, that's kind of been who he is that when it's clicking, you're like, God, this guy's easy to dream on. When it's not, you know, not a lot happens there.
Yeah.
He's very, very similar to Abe-Kubel. In the way that they get to their results is like there's no special teams time, has to happen at 5v5. For me personally, I'm not buying that this is real. It's all a mirage.
I am also not. But
not that it's in no way am I. Is it like a he's bad. He shouldn't be in the lineup.
Right.
That's not my conversation.
It's just if he was this good, he'd never would have left Toronto.
Like if he was really this good, he would not have bounced around. Yeah. You know, he's always been a really interesting guy as one of those. Can this guy's his skill level is the hallmark of his game.
Any consistency,
and he just isn't built for an NHL bottom six job.
Sure.
Can he find a job somewhere else
where he's effective? Yeah.
And right now, kind of moonlighting as like, hey, I'm gonna patch up your top six. He's done great work there. Yeah. You just have to give that to him.
Small sidetrack here, and we'll get back to the Avs. I promise it's not ad related either. Rod the Bod, should he be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Just a question that came up on Twitter the other night. Almost 1,200 points, almost 1,500 games played. Won a Stanley Cup. Okay. Just throwing it out there.
Still a no. He can't get in until Alexander Mogilny gets in.
I'm perfectly okay with that stipulation.
And then I'm cool. Then we can have that conversation.
Okay, fair enough.
Probably a couple of other guys, too, that you can make really interesting cases for.
Yeah, there are a few. Okay.
We're not the ones forgetting the reclamation record. We've lived that reclamation record, and so I'm all about what's happening with Dennis Malkin right now. But do you guys remember the world of Brandon Yip? Do you guys remember Greg Maldon? Do you guys remember David Vander Gulick? I'm sorry, but I've been around the block a few times. Well, And I've seen some of these things happen.
The thing, like the Avs' reclamation record. If Malgin doesn't score another point the rest of the season, they traded Dryden Hunt for that guy. It's a win. Yeah. It's a huge win.
Success.
Yeah.
It's still a huge success. Absolutely. I'm just saying, you have to be really careful with these. Like, this guy has 20 really good games, and it's the easiest thing in the world to be like, look how good he is.
Yep.
But I just... Yeah, I'm just saying you just have to be careful. Because some of those guys, more than star players, those guys will break your heart.
Oh, for sure.
You'll think that that thing is real.
And then you've played 40 games and he hasn't scored a point, and you're like,
Vojtěch Volský.
Well, that would
he's a little above
they
that.
They traded him at his peak too.
That's true.
Vojtěch was a little
You like the shootout.
Yeah.
Sure, but I mean that was also he was a first round pick that had
that's true.
You know, 20 goal seasons. Yeah. Like that guy had it. There was a time,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a time.
Getting back to this game, you guys kind of already dabbled on this conversation. Logan O'Connor puts one in the back of the net tonight.
Hell yeah.
And a great shot, man.
Yep, yep.
Great play, too.
Yeah, all the way around.
Oh, that play from Gerard in the corner.
Nasty good.
Gerard
did a 1080 to get that puck to him.
It was like Tornado upon Tornado.
Out there or what? Oh, yeah. Playing SSX Tricky at the blue line.
Yes, exactly.
He stuck it, too.
No, he's not playing SSX Tricky. He's playing 1080 snowboarding.
Oh.
It was right there, man.
SSX Tricky was better, so.
Yeah, but... we're talking about him doing a 1080.
1080 was first. It was the pioneer.
My favorite snowboarding game was Amped for the Xbox. So, anyway, I just loved when you crashed in this game and the people yelled that you lost your pocket. Anyway.
Hell yeah.
But again, you're talking about this battle that is inevitably coming for roster spots.
Yeah,
and you're looking.
You sure hope.
And you even look at the guys who didn't produce in the bottom six, like Alex Newhook, still had a solid game.
Got put up next on the top line.
Yeah, when Erod went down.
Yeah, yeah, and immediately you were like, "Ooh,
a little juice."
Yeah, there was a little something there. And the fourth line was great in this game.
Yeah, it dominated Chicago. Like,
the Alex Galchenyuk could have had two goals easily. He was so good tonight.
Yep,
so good tonight.
So I really, really lots of positives to take away from the Avs' depth all over this hockey game. Getting into milestone watch, you mentioned the Nathan MacKinnon point. Mikko gets 47.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be, assuming health, I think it would be harder for Mikko not to get to 50 than to get to 50.
Nate to get to 100?
Oh, definitely easier for Mikko to get to 50 than Nate to get to 100, I think. But,
okay. He's three off.
Yeah, he needs three more for 50.
If he had stopped deferring and just shoot the damn puck, he could have had two tonight.
He doesn't want it.
I'm telling you. He doesn't want to do it.
If he really juiced it, I think he could get to 54. I think he could tie Sakic's record. But
what is it?
Gerard, it was sexy enough that it was the poor nod, not the tour nod. That's a great joke, man. That's showing up in my studs and duds tonight.
But again, it came from everywhere. They are genuinely making these decisions difficult when guys start to get back into the lineup, top to bottom.
Yeah, well, and when you do look at that third line and you look at how great they've been defensively, you look at the way that they've taken on top matchups against top teams. Like, that line, you want to just continue to roll. And your fourth line, you know, we'll see what the Erod injury does and how significant it is.
So from Megan officially, left the game due to that hit in the second period, designated upper body injury.
Okay.
Nothing more than that because it's the Avs. But
yeah. And I mean, that puts your next call up, right? As Ben Myers?
Yeah, it has to be, right? Unless you're YOLOing foodie, but...
Or their top goal scorer.
Gustav Rydahl.
Oh, my God.
Top goal scorer. Charles Hudon.
All right. Get away from me.
Don't make me burn that couch down.
Yeah. Get off this couch.
Oh, that's right. Megan's not here to hold it down.
Not the Hudon couch tonight.
No. Yeah, Hudon homie's couch.
It is not.
pretty adamant about
leading goal scorer from Colorado Eagles.
I'm happy for him.
Should be.
That's his job.
Yeah.
On that note, if you're stuck on a couch somewhere, instead of having to get up and go get your weed, get it from Jive Hive.
Nice.
Don't even have to get off the couch to order from Jive Hive. That's JiveHyve.com to order yours today at the virtual dispensary. You can go online. You can see all their strains. You can order what you want. If you want some clean weed, if you want pre-rolled J's, if you want vape pens, you name it, they got it over with Jive Hive. They'll take care of you. We all love it because we're a bunch of introverts who don't want to talk to anybody and much prefer clicking buttons on the internet. So that's God, great.
Isn't that the truest thing I've ever heard?
Internet's great.
It's also just easier than going into a dispensary. You don't have to go through the whole song and dance. Like, here's my ID card. Well, let me go in the back area.
What's quieter, a library or a dispensary?
Well, that's a good one.
Because every dispensary I've ever been into is dead quiet.
It's weird.
And like even the employees working there would like whisper at you, and I'm like, do we have like a thing about this? Like, if I talk in a normal voice, does everybody get scared? What's going on here? Jive Hive lets me skip all that.
Exactly. You can order it today. You can order it for tomorrow. They can let you schedule your deliveries out into the future. So if you know you're not at home now, but you're going to want some when you get home from work or whatever, you can plan it for it to show up when you get there. So super easy. They only deliver to select locations around Colorado. Make sure you go to their website, type your address in to see if you get delivered to JiveHive.com, JiveHyve.com. Also, brought to you by the amazing folks at the American Raptors. They're actually having a meet and greet tomorrow.
Meet and greet tomorrow. You guys coming for that?
Maybe. I might have to pick up my wife from the dentist.
You see how quickly we all turned into antisocial people?
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
You guys coming out for the meet and greet with the Raptors? No, 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 no.
I'm big working.
Shot. Yeah, me too.
Not just that. It's going to be a great time. If you don't know about the Raptors, they play at Infinity Park in Glendale, a rugby team in the Colombian Rugby League. So much like the World Baseball Championships, it's the American team to root for in the whole thing. So
hell
easy
yeah.
to get behind.
USA number one.
Japan's pretty cool, but...
Why don't you take it down a notch?
In rugby, I'm down to root for Team USA. All right.
Yeah. Put that traitor shit away.
Wait, are you going for Japan?
In the World Baseball Classic? Absolutely. America's reigned power over
don't
that
like
sport
this,
for too long.
If you don't like this country, Rudo,
you could leave.
You could get the hell out.
You can void your citizenship rights.
If it wasn't for this job, I'd seriously consider it. Anyway.
You know why? Because that's freedom right there. Got the choice of this job, Rudo.
That's right.
We're going to ignore the rest of this. American
Bald
Raptors.
Bald eagle in his veins.
You can get free tickets to Infinity Park in Glendale to any of their games. So go check them out anytime. Even if you're not a huge fan of rugby, just a day at Infinity Park is sick. It's a great place to go and hang out for an afternoon.
Japan does not have Mike Trout.
Japan doesn't have one?
The best player in the world, Mike Trout.
I mean, it's impossible to compare him and Shohei, right? But anyway. Yeah,
that's why Shohei is the best. Yeah. Because you can't compare anyone on earth to him.
These colors don't run, Rudo.
Japan's flag has two of the three American flag
sitting
colors.
Sitting next to Toby Keith? What's happening right now?
American Raptors, Infinity Park. Go to AmericanRaptors.com. Get your tickets. Come down for the meet and greet tomorrow. It's a super awesome time where we're just going to hang out and... You know, probably
hang out.
Drink a bunch of beer and have a good old time. Yeah.
That's usually what we do here.
You're crazy, right? Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Get some super chats and then we'll wrap up our last couple things. $2 from Kevin, who says, Dermy with the game winner. Who would have thought? Yeah, the first of his career. Those things do happen.
Birthday boy?
Yeah, $5 from the birthday boy himself. The Sweaty Boys are back for Dennis Malgin. return of the Sweaty Boys crew. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Dennis the Menace.
Yep.
It's tough because it's more like
Denis the Menace.
Exactly. It just doesn't quite work. Denis the Menace. You're like, so what is he, a serial killer? Like, sounds ridiculous.
Serious question. Why do serial killers get the coolest nicknames?
Go on.
Like the Zodiac Killer, the Nightcrawler.
Well, and then there's like, you know, like the Green River Strangler, where you're just like, it's in Green River, and you strangled people. Like,
not as cool, but yeah.
It's not,
still a cool name. I mean, like, you name it that.
We need more distance between us.
Like, if they came out and they're like, our new hockey team is going to be called
all I'm saying
the Green River Stranglers.
Is like, serial killers should be given, like, the worst nicknames. Like, we should not be encouraging that. You should give them names like the Shit Eater Murderer.
Nice.
That's all I'm saying. And then the amazing Drew, who is always so generous to us, $20 for. I know Mulligan got King of the Game, but just a shout out to Georgiev after tonight's 32 wins, tied for second. I assume you meant 920 save percentage, fourth in the NHL, a 252 goals against average, 5 shutouts, which is tied for first. Not going to win the Vezina, but definitely has been very, very good for Colorado this year.
Yeah, Vezina candidacy would be a really tough poll at this point.
Yeah.
I mentioned it. I mentioned it on Twitter earlier today. Like, results, workload, they're all right in the same world as Shesterkin, Vasilevsky,
yep.
Jake Oettinger. He hasn't really separated from those guys. They're all kind of in the same cluster. Connor Hellebuck has been a little bit better, although, as I mentioned earlier, on the downslide. And then Linus Ullmark and Ilya Sorokin are running away with the 1-2 voting in that. I'm not going to sit here and argue about which one should win it. I don't care. those two guys have separated from the pack. So I know that there's always enthusiasm for, but our guy is great. I think Darcy Kuemper had a better case last year for a top 5 finish than Georgiev has right now, this moment. But there's still the rest of the season to play, and I think he could slip in there and maybe get some down ballot votes along the way. He's certainly earned that. He's without a doubt had a top 7 or 8 season. So,
and
all love to him. He's been exceptional.
You are more than happy with his performance.
For sure. I know somebody's going to take that to be like, why is AJ always the downer around here? But he's been a top 7 or 8 starting goaltender this year. Think about that when versus the day that they traded for him, and it was like, okay, we'll see how this goes.
Unknown.
Yeah, we want to see what he does with it, and he's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Very, very, very few complaints.
Yep. It's been great.
When you're trending in the right direction going into the second half of the season and appear to be getting better.
You feel real good about that, yeah.
That makes you feel like you're the kind of guy that is wired for what you need to be wired for, what's coming. So he's been wonderful. I don't think he's quite top 5 statistically. It's very close, though. And that cluster is legit. Like, UC Soros is also somewhere in
there.
Yeah,
I mean,
You, without a doubt, a top 10 season, and that is being very generous.
Yep. So, nothing but love.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Even if he can't buy a King of the Game from us. But
I literally, he has been in, I think, 5 studs in a row and studs and duds.
Yeah, and he all of them deserved. It's just like, hey, Georgiev played really well tonight. Oh, Dennis Mulligan had a 3-point game. Oh, yeah. Val Nichushkin had a 4-point game. Oh,
right.
The Avs just are having those pop-offs. You know,
when
Kale
McCarr has 3 points in 37 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
In Detroit, you're just like, what do you do? Like, yeah. Sorry, Georgiev. Like, but this was another, you know, to quote Megan, it's another night where you just say, Georgiev, please. Like,
yep.
He's just been that good.
When's that shirt coming?
We've got to make it a thing.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Chat, start telling everyone in your life, Georgiev, please.
That's right.
Should be.
So is Georgiev. So it should be a hashtag, honestly, after every big save.
There you go. Twitter gang, get on it. I'm good. Any final thoughts from you two on tonight's one?
It was supposed to be an easy night, you know, and it was, man. I mean,
great way to start the week, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Everything coming up Milhouse for the Colorado Avalanche.
Was that a Simpsons quote?
Yep.
My goodness, Rudo.
Just because I don't like it doesn't mean I haven't seen a lot of
one
it.
One of the right? 5 he knows. One of the 5 I know.
I don't know how many I would know. Anyway,
it is the children who are wrong.
Yeah, I know that one. Like, does
one of the greatest
does dough count? Because like, yeah. I can do the Homer Simpson dough, eat my shorts.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's probably a million more that I could come up with, but
that's right.
Anyway,
Closet Simpsons.
I'm gonna go there. Jump into my Canyon Arrow and go home. we appreciate all y'all hanging out, watching with us, doing all that good stuff. We are back tomorrow with an off day show, so be sure to tune in to that one. 1 p.m.
Show tomorrow? Yeah, it's Thursday.
We got Thursday off. Yeah, right. We appreciate all y'all, and we will see you in the next one.